Hello and welcome to episode 250 of the Daily Brainwave. Holy cow, 250 episodes. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up in a few weeks, so send in your ideas for topics to Sean at dailybrainwave.com to get them featured on the show. But in the meantime, today we wrap up Dinosaur Week by learning just how you date a dinosaur anyway. I know what you're thinking. Carbon dating. I mean, you learned it back in elementary school. You can tell how old a fossil is by determining the amount of carbon isotopes present in it. Well, if I've learned anything from the 250 episodes of this show I've done so far, and I've learned quite a bit, actually, it's that school doesn't tell you everything. See, here's the problem. Carbon dating works really, really well in fossils younger than 50,000 years old. Considering the dinos died out some 40 million years ago, it isn't a particularly useful method here. The central idea that has run through this theme week is that paleontology is an imprecise art. It has led to the creation of dinosaurs that never existed, or misconceptions about dinosaurs and the world they lived in. Scientists, frankly, are thrilled if they can date a dinosaur bone to within 100,000 years of a proper date. Compare that to those who study more modern history, who can tell down to the minute, maybe even second, a specific event occurred. A lot of the dating that happens in the fossil world is done not through radiocarbon dating, but through radiometric dating. And what does this mean? Well, it means that a scientist will try to tell the age of the fossil by trying to find out the age of everything around it, specifically what's above and below the bone. The Earth is basically a giant lasagna. Go with me here. Layers upon layers of stuff have formed up around the crust of the planet, with dirt and rock and fossils making up the meat and veggies and sauce, and a nice layering of volcanic ash that makes up the proverbial noodle. Every couple of million years, the Earth went through episodes of violent volcanic activity, which blanketed the Earth with ash. Using radiometric dating, paleontologists can determine the age of these ash blankets, and once they know the ages of the blankets on top and below a set of fossils, they can determine within a few million years how old the bones are. They can try to become more precise by observing the fossils around these bones and comparing them to already dated finds elsewhere in the world. If they know that a specific creature was alive during a specific time, and there's a lot of that creature around the unknown species, then they can actually have a pretty good idea of when the unknown specimen was alive. Speaking of dating, since humans are made of carbon, does that mean when two people start seeing each other, they too are carbon dating? Man, I am just on a roll this week. Thank you for tuning in to episode 250 of the Daily Brainwave. Seriously, thank you to each and every one of you out there who has been listening and has stuck around with me for 250 episodes now. The little ego boost I get every day from seeing just how many of you are actually out there downloading this stuff really is what keeps me going. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and of course ideas for our upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Seriously, any idea out there, anything under the sun that you can think of, send it my way. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you come back on Monday when we kick off Joan of Arc Week by looking at the time France surrendered to itself.